Everybody, this is Lost in the East Beach here with Vampire Wisdom, and today we're going to be doing a love questionnaire.
Hi everyone.
Hey. So I guess we're just gonna jump right into this.
Okay, so I'll ask the first question.
Sure.
Okay, who is your celebrity crush?
I just have plenty, but right now I think my celebrity crush has to be, Ian Somerhalder. That's how you pronounce his name.
Oh, Damon from Vampire Diaries.
Yes, mm-hmm. He's just so sexy. He does a really good job acting too.
Love yeah, acting. I'm sure it's his acting skills that you like. Not those like big blue eyes or anything.
Oh, those eyes, though. Mm-hmm. Seriously, though, those are wonderful eyes.
Yeah, that's a good
beautiful
choice.
And blue. Yeah.
Okay, so what about me? Well, my celebrity crush has been the same for the last 10 years, and it's Dean Winchester from Supernatural. And I say Dean Winchester because it's the actual character that I like. I find Jensen Ackles a little bit too much of a pretty boy in real life, but I like the kind of tough guy with a heart thing that Dean Winchester has going for him. So yeah, that's my celebrity crush.
Ooh, okay. What qualities do you look for in a partner?
You know what? I haven't even looked at these questions. This is going to be interesting. what qualities do you look for in a partner? Someone that I can trust. That's like trust is like a huge thing, and he's like emotionally open, so able to say how he feels and just talk about things. That's really important. Communication is really important for me. What else? And someone that's very intelligent. So I need to be attracted to my partner's mind and what he thinks about things, and that even if we don't agree on stuff, but I need for him to, you know, have some opinions and things that we can talk about. What about you?
Some of the same things you said there, like intelligence and trust. I would personally like someone that definitely isn't going to kind of let the love drop, pretty much, and just kind of keep up with us. Because of course we share a relationship, and one can't carry the relationship all by herself or himself. So, someone that finds our relationship important, romantic, and adventurous, and love to try new things, because that can make for a very interesting, a lot of interesting stories.
Yeah, of course. Try new things. That's a good one, actually. yeah, I don't know. It's because sometimes when you're in a relationship, yeah, like you said, one person can't carry the relationship by themselves. And I always believe that each person is responsible for like 50% of the relationship. So you both have to put in the effort. So that's a good one, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, so next question. Are you in a relationship right now?
No, I am not. Right now, I'm just trying to recuperate and find myself all over again. And then maybe just kind of, maybe jump into one. We'll see. What about you?
I'm actually not sure how to answer this one because there is something kind of happening at the moment. But it's maybe I don't want to talk about it right now. But watch this space. Maybe I'll talk about it in the next questionnaire.
Hey, okay. Mm-hmm. when were you last in a relationship?
Okay, apart from... All right, I won't talk about whatever's happening right now. My last relationship, I split up with my ex in August. August of last year. And we'd been together for about over 6 years. And we'd lived together for five of those. So that was like my last relationship.
Oh, okay.
What about you?
My relationship ended this year, the beginning of January, It was a year long. It was very long and interesting, and definitely a learning experience. I did enjoy parts of it. I still love the person that I broke up with, but I just kind of hope that we move on and we just kind of, be better friends than what we are now, because right now it's a little difficult.
Yeah, it's difficult, especially when you've just broken up. What a start to the new year for you.
Yeah.
yeah, it's difficult. I mean, but I think it's good when you can be friends with your ex. I mean, I'm on pretty friendly terms with my ex, but that can be a problem sometimes, because I think you do sometimes need that distance from your ex just so that both of you do understand that, yeah, this is over.
Yeah,
it's good if you can eventually be friends. That's excellent.
Yeah, and it's just like, it's kind of hard too, because, you know, you still feel that closeness, and sometimes when we're talking, I can't talk to for too long, because I could feel the same way I felt for your, like, throughout the whole year I've been with him. It's just that warm security that I don't want, no longer have from him. I can't have from him because we're not together, so. That distance is definitely important, because I need to be able to stand tall on my own. I mean, I am trying, but...
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of it is we're so familiar with that person. Like, you're just used... That person is so familiar, and you're just used to them. And it's, yeah. Like you said, it's that comfort, that security. You're just someone that you're used to, you've been with for a long time, but really it's just an illusion, because you're not really together like that anymore.
Yeah.
Okay, so next question. Is there someone that you're interested in right now?
Wow.
Just say it. And I'm sure you came up with that question. It wasn't even me.
I think it probably was me.
Yeah.
Shoot. I don't even know if I want to answer this.
You truthfully. Have to. Come on.
Oh.
What's the fun of doing a questionnaire if we don't answer the questions? Come on.
Honestly?
Yes, honestly.
I'm only interested in one person, but I'm not gonna pursue it or anything.
Why?
Just because I'm not mentally and physically ready for a relationship right now. And I'm not ready to dive in into someone else after just trying to get over someone else.
Yeah, I understand that.
What about you?
Yes, there's someone that I'm very interested in right now. and by some miracle, he's actually interested in me too. but the thing is, I don't know. I find that it's like what you're saying, that I don't think... For me, anyway, I'm never, fully ready to get into something. So when it starts, I'm always, having a freak out thinking, do I want to do this? Am I ready to do this? So I get kind of hesitant. But, yeah, it's nice and it's exciting.
Oh, my gosh. Yay. Yay.
Ask your question.
When was the last time your heart was broken?
When was the last time my heart was broken? I don't know if I do broken hearts. Do you know that? When I split up with my ex in August, I really thought I'd be really broken hearted about that. But I wasn't. I kind of got over it. I was sad that things ended because we'd been together a long time. But no, I don't really think I was broken hearted.
Okay.
Yeah. What about you?
It was the beginning of January.
Oh, bless.
it ended weird. It was kind of a trip and then a fall, pretty much. Oh. Trip, you stand back up and then you fall. It was a breakup, then maybe we're okay, then another breakup. It was really rough.
Oh, God, those are hard when that happens.
I hate those.
Yeah.
It's my first time having one of those, so it's definitely a painful experience. It's really confusing.
But even being broken hearted, I think it's it's nice because I know it's not nice when you're going through it, but what I mean is that you found someone that meant that much to you, that losing them hurt you so much. I mean, from what I would take away from that is that if you're capable of loving someone that much once, you can do it again.
That's definitely a good thing to think about there.
What would you say you love about the idea of getting off, making out? And that, again, is one of your questions, right?
Yes. I had to ask.
Just to answer it.
I think the idea of it is just about the kiss, really. If it's slow and passionate, it kind of definitely says more about how the sex will go. But if it's more hungry and, I don't know, it's more tongue in the kiss, which I absolutely love the idea of, definitely says a lot about how aggressive and primal the sex will be, I think. If we're going to have sex. If it's just getting off, I definitely like it because not only it's amazing to probably kiss someone, but... you lose calories, so.
Yeah, what a great way to lose calories, I swear.
Right? I think it's like 25.
Really?
Yeah, that's a lot of calories you can lose with just kissing. God, for 5 minutes.
I need to get kissing, I swear. Me too. Yeah, what was, I don't know. So what else? Is that the end of your?
Yeah, that's the end.
25 calories, I'm still kind of stuck on that one. I like, especially if it's someone new that you're like really into, I like that excitement, that first, because you just, that's the first time you're getting to explore that person. Mm-hmm. It's exciting, and it's that intimacy and hot as hell, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just like the first, I just like that first exploration of the person. That's what I think I love about when you first start getting off with someone.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. What's your favorite part of a man?
It's too obvious to say his mind, but that is the actual truth that, you know, it's his mind. But if I had to, I'm guessing it's a physical part that you're asking about. Yeah?
Honestly, I didn't even specify, and that could totally qualifies if you just want to leave it like that.
No, I'll say mind, because that is, but then I'll also go physical. I like hands and forearms. They're like, I don't know, they just do it for me, hands and forearms. I mean, I don't really like it when guys bite their nails and things, but having said that, my ex did, so that was never really a hindrance, but... Yeah, it's nice when they don't bite then if they have like nice nails and fingers. I don't know. I can't even say what it is, what makes it nice, but something. And then forearms. I don't like overly muscly arms, but you know, just there's just something like when you can see like the muscle, or when you they don't actually look too muscular, but when you hold them, you can feel that like, the muscles underneath, the strength.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it must have psychologically something to do with feeling safe or secure or being hugged or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's hands and arms that do it for me. What about you?
I think definitely. He raised some good points there, and I'm very stuck on a certain parts, like definitely their shoulders.
Good one.
I like their shoulders a lot. The shoulders, you know, I don't know. It just, to me, it kind of like symbolizes like a wall.
Mm.
So if you just lean up against them, that just it seems like, you know, like pretty much like the Great Wall of China, just protecting you. So. Yeah, that's kind of like why I like shoulders.
I like voices too. I was just thinking.
I like the voices too. It's yes. I mean, ever since like this stuff, you know, like GWA and Pillow Talk and Audio Candy, voices like to me kind of like a little bit important.
Oh, just a little bit.
Just a lot of it important.
No, yes, definitely voices, but not even, I mean, it's not even since I've been on these subreddits. I think it's been from forever. a voice, a nice voice, will actually do it for me. But then a horrible voice will actually put me off really fast, no matter how good looking the guy is or anything else. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think I'm really kind of sensitive to voices.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm the same way, because the thing is, if the voice is too high, that puts me off a little bit. I mean, especially if the guy looks good looking. If he's good looking enough, then I might be able to let it go. Uh-huh. But if it's just too high, you know, if it's kind of like too whiny, I have to skip. I'll skip on by.
I swear, we sound so shallow.
Yeah.
Objectifying men. But yeah, I mean, guys, even if he's got a great voice, if he's just talking crap, then that's kind of off-putting too. But if, oh my God, am I asking for too much? That he says the right mm-hmm. things with the right voice. That's what I want.
Mm, and with a great mind.
Mm, and great hands and forearms.
And good kissing skills, so.
Yeah.
Losing them calories.
Okay. What was the most awkward conversation you've had with your former partner?
Awkward.
And you know what? This is your question again, and you're umming and ahhing about it.
I know. I have no idea, honestly. We have plenty of awkward conversations that should have ended awkward, but seemed to end okay. Mm-hmm. It was normally the normal ones that were, like, awkward. You know,
like, give an example, like, what's, you know,
like, if I was explaining something about the things I like to do, pretty much, it would end in kind of like an awkward pause. It wouldn't continue, it wouldn't go on into like an elaborate conversation. It would just kind of be like, okay, and it'd be silent for a while, like I said something wrong. It's like, oh, well,
God, that is awkward.
Yeah, right? But the things that we talk about, like, I'd bring up was like, I'd ask a stupid, crazy question like, would you, like, eat strawberries off of another dude? And that would kind of go into an elaborate conversation. So it's just kind of, I mean, that's just an example. I don't think I've ever asked him that, but I'm totally sure that that wouldn't be awkward at all. I'd be like, oh, well, maybe you can get a chance to do that or something. Like, okay.
So when you asked an awkward question, it was fine. But when you asked a normal question that meant something, it became awkward.
Exactly. And that's when it was, like, kind of confusing. What about you?
I don't think I actually have any awkward conversations. Or maybe I'm just oblivious and I don't understand. Because I feel so comfortable talking about anything. And mm-hmm. I would usually talk anything that bothers me, not even bothers me, but I think might be bothering the other person, I'll usually bring it up just to talk about. And nothing ever seems awkward to me. So I don't think I've ever had an awkward conversation.
Well, that's good. You know, I got that weird, awkward, like, oh my God, feeling.
No, totally. I don't ever get that.
Yeah, so you totally don't have to worry about that feeling.
I don't have that filter that kind of stops the stuff and says, this is awkward, like, you shouldn't be talking about this. I'm just like, blah, blah, blah. Like, just talking about everything and anything, and it doesn't really bother me.
Okay.
Hey. Yeah.
Let me ask the next question here.
Uh-huh.
G-strings, thong, granny panties, or commando?
Not commando. That's... No. Not granny undies either. What the fuck? by granny undies, you mean like there's huge kind of like...
Yeah, that goes all the way up to your stomach. I mean, I like those. Those are briefs, and I like the briefs, but the ones that are really fucking huge.
I think it depends. I mean, I have a variety of underwear. G-strings and thongs and stuff. Usually if you're going to wear a dress, like a thin dress, then you don't want a visible panty line. VPL is not, you cannot do that. So then I'd probably wear something like that. But I also like not like boy shorts. I mean, I think when I was younger, I'd wear them like just to relax in at home. But French knickers are actually really comfortable.
Oh.
Those are really nice. And they're like a kind of sexier version of the boy shorts. But because they're kind of shortish, they look, but they kind of fit better and they're very comfortable. They look good too. But yeah, I'll wear just about anything. I have like, I think I have every type of underwear except for the fucking granny panties. What about you?
I actually have boy shorts, but they're too small. I need to get new ones. And they're just like, they're so small, like they're painful. And my ass kind of like looks so huge, I guess, with them.
I'm sure it doesn't.
Trust me, it does. The ass cheeks just hang right out of the bottom. It's just like, I don't know if this is supposed to fit like this.
But that's what happens with French knickers. They're meant to fit like that.
Oh.
Your butt kind of hangs out the bottom and yeah.
Okay.
Never had any complaints.
Hey. Good girl. I've had granny panties and they were comfortable, but they're annoying because I didn't feel comfortable underneath. And they're just, my mom was like, you're not getting any kind of any like sexy attire, you know, lingerie stuff, because who are you going to show it to? Like, it's not about them.
That's so true. I mean, a lot of the time I will, even if I'm just in like, you know, really kind of homey, crappy clothes. Yeah. So just hang on. Sometimes underneath I'll be wearing like fucking lace bra and undies or something. Just yeah. For yourself, because it just makes you feel good. It's not even for anyone. No one's going to see it. But
exactly. Yeah.
I'd have always done that because I just love nice underwear.
I like it too. I'm totally going to get some when I have some money. But right now it's commando because I don't like underwear.
Oh, okay. Okay. Would you kiss your crush in public?
Abso-fucking-lutely. Absolutely. 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 Sure, why not? What about you?
Same here. I would definitely kiss my crush in public. But I hope that means that, you know, I just don't fucking run up to him and grab him and kiss him and he doesn't even know that he's my crush. I don't think I'd do that. But if we were like together and stuff, yeah. How do you feel about like public displays of affection, PDA? How do you feel about that?
I like it. I think it's sweet. Before I used to hate it because I have never been able to show public displays of affection, and I always used to get jealous. But looking at it and like the way I see it now, and I have seen it now and stuff like that, I like it. I think it's cute.
So I mean, what stopped you before? Was it that you didn't feel comfortable doing it, or you were worried that other people would see you or something?
Actually, all of my relationships are online.
Okay.
So I can never actually do it physically anyway. I could text it, but...
Yeah.
Never physically.
Hmm.
What about you?
I don't think I've always been comfortable with PDA, but I am now. But some guys are not. And, this, you know, that's a bit of a turn-off when... They'll be all affectionate with you when you're at home or whatever, but when you're out. I mean, I'm not saying that I'd want to, like, I don't know, sit on his face or something in public.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But holding hands or hugging or just, like, touching each other.
Or cuddling.
Yeah, right? Like a cuddle or something. That's totally acceptable. Or, like, you know, just he has his arm around you or you have your arm around his waist or something. Or usually the thing that I usually do is I will have my hand, if he's wearing jeans or something, in his back pocket most of the time.
Hey.
Hmm.
I like that.
Yeah. So I don't know if that's indecent or not, but yeah, that's what I do.
Hey, it's whatever, especially if it's your man, so.
Yeah.
Well, thank you everybody for listening to the questionnaire. I had a lot of fun. What about you, Vamps? You had fun?
Oh, I loved it. I didn't actually think, I hope I didn't say too much. I exposed myself. I stopped talking in these questionnaires and then I just like verbal diarrhea. Everything starts coming out. I need to be more careful.
Verbal diarrhea. <Yeah. laughs>
And thank you for inviting me to do this with you.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime, girl. Okay. Everybody, you have a wonderful weekend or week, whenever you listen to this, and feel free to come up with a questionnaire for us in the future if you guys have any ideas, or me, whatever. And you just have a wonderful evening, day, morning, whatever.
And why not think Bye. About answering the questionnaire yourself, guys? Come on, we want to know about your love life. We just exposed exactly. ours.
Exactly. Definitely want to see if you're on the market.
Yeah.
I'm joking. All right. See you.
Bye. Bye.